Then you hear Trisha yelling.
Dr. Dave?
Josh. What are we talking about today, mate?
Nutrition?
The last pillar of the...
Not drinking too much caffeine.
Yeah. Good thing we have decaf in the kitchen.
Yeah. So, we'll sort of going through each aspect from the Get Back on Track campaign. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition, because that was the last element that we haven't sort of covered so far. We talked about chiropractic, and we talked about stretching, we talked about exercise, mm-hmm. All these different elements of wellness. Mm-hmm. And now it's all about you are what you eat.
Yeah, well, certainly an emotional one for a lot of people, isn't it? The nutrition aspect.
In what way?
Well, I think when you look at the nutrition world, there's a lot of different approaches. You can be vegan, you could even be on the lion diet or whatever, which is like meat only, like strict carnivore. But you know, when you sift through it all, there's a few common elements that I think we can all agree are fairly reasonable and fairly easy to abide by. So, you know, things like eating whole foods first, things like cooking at home more than eating out, things like reducing, you know, inflammatory agents or things like simple sugars and things like that.
Sure.
You know, and there's some of those, you know, kind of things, eating lots of fruits and vegetables. Like, I don't know if there's that many people that are fighting hard against that one.
Yeah.
You know, but it can be really confusing and can be really, really difficult to figure out what's what.
I definitely choose to operate from more of a sustainable sort of balance. So I don't really love when people are doing these quite intense diets where they're on like 500 calories a day. I think you've really got to be able to maintain a habit, and it's got to be suitable to your lifestyle. So experimenting is good though. I think, you know, this year I sort of played around a bit with vegetarian stuff. And that was mainly because I just thought, I reviewed my diet and I was like, man, I'm eating meat 3 times a day. Yeah. So that was excessive. And then just making more choices towards the sort of fruit, vegetable, beans, that sort of stuff. Just diversifying my diet a bit more.
Yeah.
I often find with my diet, the thing that is most challenging is finding time to prepare food that sort of serves my interests. And I guess I'm currently using the services of the I Am Fit Cafe up in Joondalup. There's a plug for them. And they've just got me on a really good meal plan, and it's pretty basic. They just give you good food and quantities that I need, and it's not so much about losing weight as much as it is just about eating good food.
Well, that's a big part of it too, right? Is that the best diet for you might be may not be the best diet for me, because we have different activity levels, different goals. You might be trying to trim down, or there might be people trying to trim down, or
yeah.
I might be trying to like bulk
up,
you know, put some muscle mass on, and those require different things.
Definitely.
Different fueling.
So, yeah, continually review, and it's not abnormal to have periods where you're sort of dining out a lot. We're sort of coming up to Christmas, so it's like festive, and we've got our staff hang out and catch up this weekend, and I'm sure we'll have a few drinks and eat lots of food, and then we'll recommit to our healthy eating patterns on Monday. But it's important to acknowledge that you're always needing to re-establish those good habits, even if you do have a bit of a blowout and a bit of fun over Christmas. Cool. Signing off.